Which sentence is correct? And how about here? These tiny words cause so much confusion, but today I'm going to help clear that up. Hi everyone, I'm Stephanie from BritCent, and in this video we're focusing on four tricky time words: from, since, ago, and before. Are you ready? Let's start. First, let's look at the words from and since. Both words talk about starting points in time, but they're used in completely different ways. Since is used when an action started in the past and continues now. It connects the past to the present. For example, I've been living here since 2020. This means I still live here now. She's been working there since January, so she still works there. We've been friends since university. This means we're still friends today. Do you notice the pattern? Since is almost always used with the perfect tenses, has or have plus past participle. Now, from is used to talk about a time period with both a start and an end point. It shows a time range. For example, I worked there from 2018 to 2022. The shop is open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'll be on holiday from Monday to Friday. So here's the key difference. Since focuses on the starting point and continues until now. From needs an ending point. You're showing the complete duration. So, going back to the question I asked at the start of this video, I've been studying English since 2020 is the correct answer. This is because the action continues until the present time. Okay, now let's look at ago and before. These words both talk about the past, but they work a bit differently. Ago measures time counting back from now. It always needs a specific time measurement. For example, I met her 3 years ago. This means 3 years before now. He called me 10 minutes ago. So this means 10 minutes before now. We moved here 6 months ago. So 6 months before now. Notice that ago always comes after the time period you mention. And it's always counting from the present moment. Before is a bit more flexible. It can mean earlier than a specific time in the past, or it could mean at some point in the past. For example, I've seen that movie before. This means at an earlier, unspecified time. She arrived before noon. So this means earlier than a specific time in the past. Have you been to Japan before? This means at any point in the past. I met him 2 years before we got married. So this means 2 years before a past event. So ago always measures from now and requires a specific number, whilst before is about earlier times without counting from now. So if we go back to the quiz at the beginning of this video, I met her 3 years ago is the correct one. This is because we're counting back from the present moment. Now let's compare some sentences. I've lived here since 2020. This means I still live here. But I lived here from 2015 to 2020. This means I don't live here anymore. Here's another comparison. I saw her 2 days ago. This means 2 days before now. I saw her before that meeting. This means earlier than a past event. Do you see the pattern now? It's all about whether you're connecting to the present or talking about a completed period of time in the past. Okay, now it's time to test yourself. Fill in the blanks with from, since, ago, or before. Number one, I've been waiting here 2 p.m. Number two, she left the office 30 minutes. Number three, we're open Monday Friday. Number four. Have you met him? Okay, here's the last one. I haven't seen them last summer. Okay, that's all for now. If you found this lesson helpful, hit that like button and don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more practical English tips. See you in the next video.